bring it back.
It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown off on The Miguel Show.
You go on a date, you think it's heavenly, and then they don't call you back, and that is what we call blown off. And if you've been in this situation, you can always reach out so we can help you out. Just go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Andrea, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing okay. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell us about this date that you went on that was so great.
Okay, so I met this guy on Tinder. I don't know. I was a little, like, iffy about doing Tinder, but I wanted to meet someone, like, outside of my circle of friends because I just felt like I was, like, dating the same people over and over.
Understand that.
You know, so I finally, like, met this guy, and he was, like, super cute. Like, I swiped right away. And, like, he, like, works in sales. He has a job. He messaged me first, which I really appreciated. And then we, like, had this great conversation.
Sounds perfect so far.
He, like, asked me out to drink. And I met him, and I get there, and he looked exactly like all of his pictures, which, like, I've been on a couple of Tinder dates, and that, like, never happened.
I mean, everything right now is sounding like a romantic movie.
Right? That's what I thought. And it was. And, like, we had a great time. It was, like, hands down a great date, like, across the board. There was no silences. We were just, like, chatting away.
Yeah.
Like, he would, like, touch my back, like, touch my leg. Like, there was chemistry. And then at the end of the date, he was like, I'm definitely going to text you. Like, watch out for my text.
Whoa.
And, you know, we hugged, we didn't kiss, but, like, it was good. And that was 2 weeks ago.
And nothing. He did not send the aforementioned text.
No.
And I have to ask the obligatory question of nothing was, like, you know, weird, or he wasn't acting weird at the end or anything like that.
No. It was great. I mean, like, I would have put money on that he would have texted me.
Can I tell you right now, I'm getting sort of emotional because this sounds like the perfect date. Like, this sounds like the perfect date.
No, you're getting emotional because this has happened to you before.
I know, and that's why, like, my heart, Andrea, is breaking for you right now. Well, we're going to get down to the bottom of this.
We're going to find some stuff out.
We are, because I want to know why he didn't call you back. So, Andrea, hold on for 3 minutes, and we're going to find out why you were blown off.
Go bring it back.
It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Andrea went on the perfect date with Phil from Tinder. I mean, he touched the small of her back.
That's the part that I love.
Yes, and he even said, I'm going to call you back.
No, he did say text, but then text, he didn't text.
He didn't. And so, Andrea, you want to know why you have been blown off by Phil, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the bottom of this.
The small of the back thing is really what gets to me. Like, I've had that happen sometimes, and it's like tingles and jingles. Sorry,
like
that's not getting into my own headspace. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Phil?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Is this?
This is Miguel and Holly. We are from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5. And I just wanted to say, have you gone on, like, any dates recently that were wonderful from Tinder?
I gotta say no on that.
No?
There's
not a girl that you've met from Tinder for drinks recently?
Well, yeah, but you asked if it was a wonderful romantic date.
What about the date that you went on with Andrea? Was it not like the most romantic thing possible?
No. That crazy bitch started talking in a British accent. And then, like, I thought maybe it was a joke, because it wasn't that good, but she kept it up the whole time.
Had she established that she was from the UK?
Hold on. Phil, this is Andrea, and I'm on the line, and I'm a little insulted that you thought my accent was fake.
Okay, I'm going to have to just go ahead and insert myself real quick. Andrea, where in the world is this accent coming from? Girl, like, it's us. You can tell us what's happening.
Look, I started with the accent because I know that guys, like, are into accents and they think that it's really sophisticated and cute on girls. And, like, you should have been, you know, impressed and, like, flattered that I used that accent on you, Phil.
Oh, my.
Okay. Accents are sophisticated and cute when they're real. Like, don't try to be Madonna. Like, what is this?
Guys are really into accents. Like, it's worked before.
Okay, no, you're
and,
right.
Like,
You're right. Maybe if you can like toss out a handful of cute accent phrases in the middle of the date, not go into the date pretending that you're actually from Britain.
Look, I was just using that accent to try and impress you because I know that guys like girls who are like sophisticated and foreign. So
I mean, really, if you're trying to impress me, you could have showed some cleavage instead of wearing a damn turtleneck.
Oh, God.
Blown off.
Blown off.
If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.